sippers out there, let's get to sip, sip, sip. Okay, so Pamela Anderson. Okay, so if you don't know who that is, she used to be on Baywatch. She was the hottie on Baywatch, you know. And I love Pamela Anderson. We haven't heard from her about her in a long time. But when we do hear about her, it's always something about her love life, okay? So, last year, you know, she was going through her problems with her younger soccer player boyfriend. And, but recently, she surprised everybody saying that she's married for the fifth time. Okay, I didn't know she was married that many times. But yeah, she's married. Some people just love being married. Some people just love to be attached to somebody. And I think she's one of those people. Now, she produced A Star Is Born, the 1976 and the 2018 version, okay? And Flashdown got married in a private ceremony in Malibu. Okay, so her man, who she married, is John Peters. So they rekindled their relationship. They used to date, like maybe what, 35 years ago or 30 years ago, something like that. And he said he could date all the beautiful women everywhere if he wanted to, but he only wanted Pamela. Okay, that's something to be in love with somebody all them years, okay? So the couple dated back in the day, like I said, the 30, 35 years ago, whatever. And the relationship came in full circus in recent months when he, you know, remained flirty with her and everything. So when she reconnected him with him after she broke it off last year with her, like I said, her soccer star boyfriend. He was much younger anyway. This is a guy who's her age, and I feel it will work out, you know? It's a lot of pressure off of when you date somebody your old age. Seriously. Because when you date somebody younger, you have to, oh, you gotta make sure you're hot all the time. Meaning, you gotta keep up your features. I mean, you need to keep up with your features when you get somebody your age, but it's like you look at it like, oh, I want to age too quickly because I'm already older than him. You know what I mean? So, I think this is right up her alley. Somebody her around her age that she can, you know. But anyway, her marriage marks the fifth for both her and him, okay? Now, Pam's ex-husbands include Tommy Lee, Kid Rock, Rick Solomon, and his, I don't know. I thought they said she was married 15. I guess they just saying the you know, the people we know. The other guys probably wasn't as big as the guys we just know. And I forgot she dated Kid Rock. I really did. But anyway, like I said, it's both of them fifth marriage. She writes to John. John is the original bad boy of Hollywood. No one compares. I love him dearly like family. His life used to scare me, she adds. And we understand and respect each other. We love each other without condition. I'm a lucky one. Proof God has a plan. All right. Because I hope this, you know, when you get a certain age, this should be your forever at this point. And I'm hoping this is her forever. Because I really like Pamela Anderson. I mean, she's very smart. I just want her happy. She's still beautiful. She still got her looks and everything. And I hope this is her forever. Because I don't want her going through, you know, divorces and all that stuff. Because at this point in time, just stay single and enjoy your life. You know what I mean? If this ain't working out, if this don't work out, just enjoy your life. But I like that in her, she ain't gonna stay nowhere who she's not happy with. That's one thing I like about her. I really do. Okay? Anyway, let's go on to the next story. Monique. The comedian Monique Now, you know, she had her things with Oprah and Tyler Perry and some other people. But this time, you know, she had problems with Netflix, I think. Was it Netflix? Whatever. Whoever that she was talking about didn't give her the amount of money she felt like she deserved. But anyway, she coming now in full circle with Showtime. It's a new comedy. It's coming to Showtime. I think it's called You Can't Keep a Bee Down. Well, bitch. Okay, I said it. Apparently, Showtime's a great. Monique was starting a new comedy special, and she bringing her familiar faces along. So it has Monique and friends live from Atlanta will introduce and reintroduce of a different comedians to the world. Include Prince T Dub, Jay Nash, Tone X, Corey Bell, and Darnell Rollins. Okay? So, you know, can't wait for that. The series, which is produced by the comedian and her husband, manager Sydney Hicks, is the first comedian special in decades. And if you think she's not going to mention the infamous 2018 call to boycott Netflix, yeah. Mm-hmm. She officially filed a suit in November against the streaming giant, allegedly gender bias. Woo! Anyway, it premiered on Showtime February 7th at 10, 9 Central. So I cannot wait. Oh, wait, man, I don't have Showtime. Well, I hear about it. Because I'm not going to pay all that money for it just to see those specials. I'm just keeping it real. They have to be introduced to me on another channel because I'm not going to get it. Sorry, Monique. I'm not paying them for no Showtime. Sorry. So, that's something I would miss and hopefully see in the next 3, 4, 5 years somewhere. If it go on video, I'll get it then. Other than that, if I don't get it free for a trial, I just won't see it. Good luck to Monique. I'm so happy for her because I think she's hilarious and she keeps it real. That's what we need more of in the industry. You know what I'm saying? So, good job to her. Now, also I want to talk about the Urban, I think it comes on TV One, the Urban Honors. Now, they honor some people like Chance the Rapper. And Chance the Rapper said he's a 26-year-old man.
Use the swag button. And, you'll always get money.
He feel like, seeing that he's a 26-year-old man, he gives all his you know, blessings to God. And he feel like, you know, he looks at his dad, because his dad helped the community and did a lot for the community. So that's a great thing, you know. And his father set an example for him. And that's a great thing. When you have great parents and you watch your kids being great and you feel like, God, only God could do that. You know what I mean? So I got very emotional watching that, even though he only spoke maybe 3-4 minutes. I get very emotional watching it because he's another Chicagoan, as I am. And, you know, when you live in Chicago, you see so much death and so much stuff going on. And to have somebody positive come out of there, out of my city, and still live in my city, and still doing great things, it's straight love. Kudos. You know what I mean? So I'm really, really happy that he's like one of the people from Chicago that I can say, man, Chicago's so dope. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of talent. You know what I mean? And so I'm just happy for him. All right, so they did Urban One honors, honored him. And I'm glad because he felt like maybe he don't deserve this seeing that he's young. But no, he deserves it. And embrace it. And just love it. You know what I mean? So, Shout out to Chance the Rapper. We proud of you. Keep on doing great things. Now, what really had me and almost took me out is Missy Elliott. Okay? Missy Elliott had a very emotional speech. Very emotional. And she reminded all of us that relationships matters. Now, she, I think Lil' Kim was the one who presented to her the award. But she solely said Lil' Kim and the rapper, the Brat. She's another Chicagoan, the Brat, you know, West Side. That's where she's from. I'm from the South Side. But anyway, she said that's her true friends in the industry, that they went back, way back. They could go with each other, houses and all that stuff. And the Brat and the Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim actually embraced her. So she, Missy Elliott said, through all of this, she was sick, you know, and she couldn't hardly write. And she was just going to leave it all, you know, just, she almost gave up. And I'm glad she didn't, because she came back so strong with her new songs that she has out. And it's like she didn't skip a beat, you know what I mean? She still had that Missy touch. And I'm so, oh my goodness, because I'm battling lupus. So, I know what she may be experiencing certain things, because if you don't take your medicine with lupus, you will break down seriously, and you have to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, boy, you will crash. You know, you will have the worstest flare-up ever. And, thank God for the doctors for this certain medications to make your body feel back to normal. Because without it, it's no way. But back to Missy. She basically broke down stage and had me boo-hooing and too. Because I don't have the channel TV One because it's not with my cable company. But I watched it on video of the speech and it was just, oh, had me almost, definitely took me out almost. I mean, I was like, tissue, no blowing my nose, you know? So, it just really had me, you know? And, I look up her to her a lot because she basically, how she started the business and had the story about that. How one of the Jodeci members treated her like scum a little bit. But she never talked about it. It's other people talking about it. That's how much she a class act. She don't talk about it. But she did say one time while she said basically, that's basically laughing at people who thought she wasn't gonna make it. That's what that he-he-he-ha-ha mean. You know what I mean? And I feel like that was dope. I need to find me something. So I can just know on a secret tip, let my haters know when if I make it. You know what I'm saying? But no, God got me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do all that and all that. But that was a great, great story, you know, about her. And I'm glad they honor her as well. They honor some other people, but them two stories really touched me the most, you know? And it's just wonderful when you give people honors who deserve it. And they both definitely deserve it. But I want to thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Keep on listening to my podcast. Please strive to it. If you, please, you know, let people know about it so you can listen to it together. Because I give it to you real. Okay? I'm going to give you my opinion, how I feel about it, and everything. You know? So keep on listening to all my sippers out there. Just keep on listening. Because we're going to be sipping while we listen to all the gossip that's going on. And I'm going to cut it down to you and tell you how I feel and what's out there and what's real and how I feel about the realness. Okay? But anyway, till next time, thanks for listen to Tea with Miss V. Peace.